From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This past August, Barry Bonds hit a baseball right out of San Francisco's AT&T Park and right into baseball history.
And Bonds hits one high! Hits it deep! It is out of here! 756!
That home run made the 43-year-old left fielder baseball's all-time home run leader. Was the record tainted, though, by rumors and allegations that Bonds had taken performance-enhancing drugs? The star slugger of the San Francisco Giants said no.
This record is not tainted at all. At all. Period. You guys can say whatever you want.
Well, now Bonds is under indictment, not for using steroids, but for allegedly lying about using them under oath. The story of Barry Bonds and other athletes and the Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative, or BALCO, has been reported for several years by Lance Williams of the San Francisco Chronicle. He and Mark Fainaruwada wrote the book Game of Shadows together. Welcome to the program.
Happy to be here.
The prosecution says Barry Bonds knowingly lied before the grand jury when he denied getting the drugs or being injected with them. What do they have to show that he was lying?
Whether he's lying is the crux of the perjury case, and that is a state of mind question. But they have significant evidence that he used the drugs over a period of years. Much of it was accumulated in a raid on the BALCO drug lab. They took away doping calendars that showed the regimen he was taking over time, payment information, even positive drug tests that track to Bonds.
If they've had that evidence for years, why has it taken so long to bring this indictment?
Well, there's a couple of dynamics. First is that prosecutors usually do their cases in chief and then circle back and do ancillary matters like perjury cases. And so we're at the tail end of this big drug case, and we're getting perjury indictments, not just of Bonds, but of Marion Jones, the Olympic star, and other athletes who are accused of lying. Second, there was a year-long effort to force Bonds' trainer and drug supplier, Greg Anderson, to testify against Bonds. Anderson spent a year in prison on contempt of court. Finally, the government realized he would never comply and went ahead with the indictment without Anderson's testimony.
Bonds' lawyer has said that his client will be vindicated and that prosecutors were out to get Barry Bonds. What actually was the chain of investigation here? Did it start with the athletes and then lead back to shipments from BALCO, or did it start with BALCO and drugs and then lead to the athletes?
Well, in 2002, federal agents began looking at BALCO as a drug distribution center, and Bonds and 30-some other elite athletes were caught up in that, at first just as witnesses to the drug dealing.
How big a business was BALCO at its most successful?
Well, you know, it's two businesses. There was a big, legitimate business selling nutritional supplements, and that's where the money came from. And then this was sort of the sideline, the fun sideline, was providing the undetectable steroids to the elite athletes. And that cast of customers was not that great. It was, you know, under 100 athletes, I would guess, had been in and out of there.
But it sounds as though BALCO, in its illicit business, was the size of, one big city cocaine dealer or something like that. We're not talking about a huge cartel here of steroids, are we?
No, we are not. And yet it was an extremely effective conspiracy to corrupt sport at the elite level. I mean, look at the results. Bonds set the single season and all-time home run record. Marion Jones won 5 medals at the Sydney Games. These are all athletic achievements by BALCO customers, and one could argue they would never have happened but for the drugs.
Do you feel vindicated? You were at one point charged with contempt for not disclosing your sources.
I don't think we feel vindicated. You know, we knew we wrote true stories. Truth doesn't change. I'm glad the truth's coming out in a way that the public can have access to it on its own. You know, now you can get onto the courthouse in San Francisco and look at the BALCO files and actually get a glimpse of what was going on.
Well, Lance Williams, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you.
That's Lance Williams of the San Francisco Chronicle, co-author of the book Game of Shadows.